post-workout. It's Deja Andrea with Run the Game Podcast, and we have our softball queen, Elani Otley, and the personal trainer,
Derek,
who has many side hustles. All right, tell us about the workout, Elani.
This is like a kind of regular workout that we do, mainly focusing on legs, explosiveness, stability, and a lot of stability when doing agility and running that are like more sports related movements. So
why Southern?
I'm originally from San Diego, California, and I went to high school in El Paso, Texas. Mm-hmm. So this isn't really the culture that I was used to. I know I wanted to get far away from home. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to be in a big city, like a college city. Mm-hmm. And so Southern was just checked all the boxes as for culture and Division I softball away from home. And yeah.
So how is it being away from home, not being able to see your family as often?
It's not terrible, but I do miss home. Any chance that I get to go home, I will go home. And my mom. I miss my mom. That's my girl.
Does she get to come out to games?
Yes, yeah. She comes out pretty often whenever she gets a chance to. And she gets my schedule. She's always out here when she can make it.
Tell me how you and your teammates kind of show up for each other as a family, kind of like the family away from family.
So we really make sure like to do a lot of team bonding. So we have like a lot of different get-togethers. We do potlucks before every season, like before the start of every season. Okay. We do a lot of like emotional support exercises, I guess, as a team. So like trying to get to know each other, understanding our whys. Just really getting to like mesh as a team so that we can better understand each other when we're on the field rather than just off the field.
Okay. And tell me, this is a question for both of you guys. Just a little funny question. Tell me you guys' softball icks.
Bad hairstyles. I'm really big on softball hair and like game day hair. Like when people have like their ponytail under their visor or like their ears out their visor. Yeah,
that's not it.
It's okay. Not it. Or like softball pants, like to your ankles, please. Or knee vids.
Okay, what's that?
Knee vids is when you're showing your cleavage on your knee. Like your socks are too short and your pants are too high, and you're showing your knee,
okay.
Bro. Like, please go to the equipment room now. Get some new socks.
Yeah. Okay. This one about eggs. What about you?
Yeah. What eggs? I wouldn't say I have any hits. Kind of, I guess I would say I really didn't know a whole bunch about softball until I started working with her. Pretty dumb to softball. I didn't even know many of the rules. I wouldn't say I have any hits, but a lot of things have surprised me, which the biggest one that I always say was I did not realize they talk as much trash as they talk. I've been able to sit with them a lot more, not in the bleachers. I hear it all. It's real.
He works with like some of my other teammates too. Like how we said, he started off as like our PT when we had our injuries and stuff like that. So he works with a lot of my other teammates. So we all kind of like a big family.
Okay. I love that. Tell me, Derek, what has it been like working with Elani?
It's been fun. It's been fun. She started off as a very stubborn freshman. Like me. But no, it's been great because I've got to see her grow as a person, not just an athlete. And that's what matters to me the most is I want to make an impact, you know, across the board, not just on them athletically, but mentally too. And then to see her go through life as a better person. So
I love that. Tell me, Elani, a time you had to overcome adversity.
Well, the obvious answer would be my ACL surgery, of course. But I would say most recently, I'm a left-handed hitter now, but I've never in my life bat left-handed. So last season was my first season actually being lefty. So my first season back, I fell into a slump in the spring. On the right side. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a mental block. Like once you fall into a slump is meaning you can't hit the ball. So once you like kind of fall into a slump, it's a big mental block. It's hard to get out of it. And I didn't get out of it. And my coach told me like, okay, well, we want you to hit on the left side. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing as a flex player for the entire rest of the season. And a flex player pretty much is two players playing as one person. So I was on the field and someone would hit for me. And we played as one player. And so, yeah, so I was just like practicing being lefty the whole spring, all summer, all fall. Ended up coming back last season and being in the lineup and starting and, you know, kind of getting it down and mastering it. But that was probably the worst one. Like, it was so tough mentally, like literally changing the motor skills onto the left side. Like, I was like literally fresh, like new, like I didn't know how to play softball anymore. So it kind of like shook things up a little bit. But, you know, it became
something like you're grateful for. It kind of helped.
Definitely. Absolutely. You know. Especially like being heavy in my faith, it was kind of like, okay, well, God, if I'm meant to do this, like at least, you know what I mean? Let's do it. Like, yeah. So, and he did. So, yeah, came out on the other side of things.
What's one of your favorite softball memories?
So just recently, well, this last season, one of our last series, it was a home series against Graham. Mm-hmm. And it was very intense, you know, if you guys know, SWAC beef, SWAC drama. Southern and Graham, like, we're rivals, so it's we go at it. And like how Derek said, there's a lot of talking mess. Mm-hmm. I just crossed last spring, so like they were saying stuff like about me crossing, like they pull anything they can out the books, and like it gets personal. And so and I'm a third baseman, so I'm right there by their dugout, and so it's like very intense. And the first game of the series, I got injured. The girl cleated me in my face and had a scar on my eyebrow from it. And can we insert the picture? Yeah, we have to insert the picture. So I got cleated, got taken out the game. I was on concussion protocol for the rest of the day. And then we came back the next day. We ended up winning the game. My team pulled through for me. Yep, go Jags. So we won that game. We won the first game. I didn't start the second game the following day. But we won. And then I got put into the game at shortstop. And it was just like a really clutch moment. We needed to get three outs to win the game, to sweep them, and which we did. We did sweep them. And we swept them at their home too. Yep. But we really needed to sweep. We needed to get that win. And I had the opportunity to be in a clutch moment where there's a little pop fly over my third baseman's head that was like out of reach that would have got the winning run possibly on base. And so I just laid out and I caught it. And it was a really big moment. It was a very big, intense moment. And it was a home game, so the crowd is there. Yeah. Like, you know, everyone. It was really cool to experience. Yeah, I had stitches. Like, I literally had stitches on my eye. Like, couldn't wear my visor. Dang. Like, it was so bad. And they were talking so much mess. Like, they were like, oh, my gosh, what happened to your eye? I'm like, bro, please.
Battle like, stars. Battle
literally.
Stars.
Fine. They're telling me they're going to break my mirror. What? Break my mirror? Can we please just play softball, bro? Please.
Can we please just play softball?
No, for real. And I'm not the type to like go back and forth with them. Like, I let them talk. But after we won that game, oh yeah, I was like,
yeah,
come see me. Come see me. Literally.
Fun fact, guys. Her line name is the Playmaker.
Yes.
And big she playmaker. Also, she makes plays on and off the field. As you guys can see.
I'm going to close this out. Would you let them know who's running the game?
I'm Elani Otley, and I'm running the game.
I'm Derek Worth, and I'm running the game.
Period. Go Dags. Okay. Go Dags. Go Dags.
I miss you, but go Dags.